Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
The cold hit with a vengeance in Northland. Our contact says there was a slight frost on Wednesday, but it's very, very wet, and he's having to stand stock off paddocks and feed out silage to save pasture. The damp will be trying for those without much in the way of reserves to feed out. Around Pukekohe, it's been wet, and growers have struggled with outdoor lettuce crops.
Waikato is very cold and getting some good winter frosts, which is slowing down pasture growth. With their herds dried off, seasonal supply dairy farmers are doing winter maintenance, things like fixing races. Cow conditions just average heading into the new season because of the earlier drought, which is now well and truly broken. A Bay of Plenty farmer had to put his winter woolies on this week. He says a couple of frosts and some sun have been welcomed as things are starting to dry out. He's been chipping away at riparian planting around waterways and says some dairy farmers are quite buoyant despite rising input costs eating into profit. They're wanting to pay back debt, but some are finding it difficult to meet bank targets and are paying back at a reduced rate.
King Country's had a run of hard frosts down to minus 4 degrees, but our contact says most aren't concerned. The frosts clean up the bugs. They would normally have had a few more by this time of year, and it's the warmest winter he's ever known. Pastures are still struggling after the dry autumn. A consultant says it'll catch up on farmers come lambing and calving from September if they haven't made decisions on things like fertiliser before then. A farmer on the east coast has just finished pregnancy scanning ewes. Rates have been exceptional, 210 to 215% at the top end. Other farms are still in full swing with their scanning. Some of the very early flocks are starting to lamb. Getting cattle killed is still a problem. They might be all booked into the works and then delayed for up to 2 weeks. It's frustrating, although it's good prices are holding up. It's been wet and cold here too. Hawke's Bay orchardists have welcomed the winter chill this week, needed for bud break in the spring. Minds are focusing now on the future, and whether all blocks have a sustainable one given ongoing challenges. Decisions will be being made now on what needs to stay and what could go. Pruning is well underway.
A Manawatū farmer says it's been challenging, to say the least, with all the rain this month. Slips, high creeks and lots of water lying around. He was pleased to see the sun when we called. A dairy farmer in Horo Whenua says winter milking is going well, and the premium for the milk offsets the extra costs of milking year-round. On other dairy farms, artificial insemination is getting underway. The dry week has been a boost for farmers and market gardeners who are in the middle of planting strawberries and harvesting broccoli. After some amazing autumnal growth in Wairarapa, our contact says some of his better paddocks are still growing 12 to 14 kilograms of dry matter per hectare. Taking down and putting up breaks is a daily chore on most stock farms. Sheep scanning is in full swing and good results are coming out across the region.
Kita Waipounamu across Cook Strait. Chilly mornings in the Nelson region have been great for pruning, but an orchardist near Richmond says it's been tough on the hands despite wearing gloves. He's pruning a pear block this week and training up new staff. Finding reliable younger staff is the biggest issue he has this winter. Older retirement age people have put their hands up to work, but he's not that keen on sending them up to the top trees on ladders. In other larger apple orchards, he says people have started preparing the ground for new varieties. Wiener calves and prime steers had a long journey this week from a farm at the top of the Marlborough Sounds. The road's still not safe after flooding and slips last July, so two truck and trailer units had to be barged in to the Keniporu Sounds and then driven to Titirangi Bay to pick up the cattle. It was 1:30 in the morning before they were unloaded for an overnight stop at cattle yards in the Sounds. The local farmer had waited up for them and prepared a meal for the exhausted drivers. That morning, the cattle were loaded up again to meet the barge to Havelock and then on to Canterbury by road. What a mission.
A farmer near Fox Glacier on the west coast says a week of hard frosts have dried the ground out after a heap of rain earlier in the month. He's been busy feeding out and moving break fences where cows are on turnips. He says there's a lot of snow on the mountains behind the farm, but none has yet fallen on the flats. After a fair amount of rain last week in North Canterbury, this week's icy mornings and sunny days have been welcomed by all. U-scanning results are coming in, and dry rates are quite high in the region, up to 20% on some farms. A good result would be under 5%. A Pyramid Valley farmer reckons it could be due to a lot of dead matter found in longer pastures that the sheep were eating. Apart from that, winter farming is going well with sheep happy eating fodder beet and running on the hill blocks that need to be eaten down.
In Otago, a Tairi Plains dairy farmer says frost-hardened paddocks have made it easy to feed out. This week he's also been doing maintenance work and has vaccinated the cows for leptospirosis, a disease caused by bacteria that can cause mastitis and a drop in milk production, and pink eye, which if not treated can result in temporary or permanent blindness. Over the winter, his herd are on a diet of grass and baleage. He no longer grows winter crops as a consent is required. He says he's also looking at reducing cow numbers to meet emissions obligations. Everyone's fully into winter mode in Southland. Cows on dairy farms have settled on winter crops, while sheep are break-feeding on grass and getting a top-up of sheep nuts or oats. A lot of baleage, straw and hay is being fed out too. Apart from on dairy runoff properties, it's a quiet time, so people have been fixing fences and repairing laneways. Our contact says the biggest issue for dairy farmers at the moment is uncertainty around the draft code of welfare for dairy cattle. She says consultation fatigue is really starting to affect people's well-being.
You're listening to Country Life on RNZ National, 101 FM.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavourless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.